and you are listening to the Texas Standard. The past few years have been tough for U.S. dairy farmers. Dairy consumption is down, milk especially. But in Texas, dairy is on the rise. Over the past 5 years, the state's dairy herd has increased by over 100,000 cows. The industry's grown here because of good weather, affordable land, and a business-friendly climate. But that growth and the livelihood of those in the industry is under pressure from the pandemic. The Texas Standard's Michael Marks has more.
Producing milk isn't the problem for Texas dairy farmers. If anything, that is the problem.
You know, it's just hard to shut these cows off. It's not like a factory that you can turn the switch off today and you're not producing tomorrow.
That's Mark Sustair, a dairy farmer in Hopkins County, about 90 miles northeast of Dallas. Sorry if the sound quality isn't perfect here. He had to do part of this interview from his tractor.
We are right in the middle of silage harvesting. And I was getting behind, so I had to get back on the tractor and get back to work.
Sustair grew up in the dairy business. These days, his herd fluctuates between 450 and 500 cows. And every day, pandemic or otherwise, all those cows have to be milked.
They're dealing with live animals. They've still got to be taken care of. They've got to be fed. And it's not an easy fix.
The problem is that the pandemic has completely warped the normal demand for dairy. Like most commercial dairies, Sustair sells his milk through a co-op. The co-op then sells it to various processors. Each processor uses the milk differently. Some of them might turn it into products there's still demand for, say pasteurized gallons of milk or ice cream for grocery stores. But other processors might normally turn Sustair's milk into butter for restaurants, creamer for hotels, pints of 2% for schools. Thanks to the coronavirus, demand for those has tanked. But the facilities that make them aren't designed to do anything else.
Changing up how these plants operate is not an overnight deal.
So Sustair's producing the same amount of milk as he was before COVID-19, except now, there's very little demand for some of its uses. The result is a big hit to his bottom line. There's not much he can do about it.
When milk leaves the farm, producers don't even know what price they're going to be getting for that milk.
That's Barbara Jones, an assistant professor and director of the Southwest Dairy Center at Tarleton State University in Stephenville. Milk producers get a check once a month from the co-op they sell to. The equation that spits out the number on that check isn't simple.
Milk pricing is the most complicated discussion in the world.
But basically, it accounts for the value of the milk sold minus expenses. Producers never really know exactly how much each month's check will be, but they can make a decent guess. Projecting from current prices, Jones said that next month, most Texas dairies probably won't break even.
It's really a grim outlook for the next few months.
Sustair isn't too optimistic either. Some volatility is expected in the dairy business, but the past few weeks have been historically bad.
I believe everybody's extremely nervous. You're not normally seeing a 40% drop in price over a period of, you know, 2 or 3 weeks. I mean, that's an unprecedented drop.
In other states, dairies are dumping out large quantities of milk because there's nowhere for it to go, or it's not valuable enough to cover the cost of transportation and processing. The decision to dump or not is made by co-ops. Texas has seen some of it, but not a lot. Sustair hasn't had to dump any milk yet, but his neighbors have. Whether more or less Texas milk gets wasted largely depends on demand, which largely depends on getting back to normal.
We all hope that it's a blip on the whole market, but as of everybody, you just don't know.
There may be some relief on the way from the federal government. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced last week it would spend $19 billion to support farmers and ranchers affected by the pandemic, including those who produce dairy. Other than look for that and the monthly milk check, though, there's not a lot Sustair can do. Just wait like the rest of us. In the meantime, his cows will still need to be milked. For the Texas Standard, I'm Michael Marks.